Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day.
Winter storm warning continues for the area, but all of this will be dropped as the snow moves out. So this is going to actually change pretty soon, late tonight. But the snow isn't going anywhere. It will be around for a while. And we've got a lot of freezing cold nights here over the next several nights. So accumulation has been 6 inches in a lot of cases. Some areas, maybe 5. And then some areas with like 7 or 8 inches of snow. I've had a lot of people sending me pictures and things with their yardsticks and their rulers. So we have record snowfall at Pensacola and Mobile, Alabama. The old record at Pensacola was 3 inches. And that was way back in 1895. I don't think anybody watching remembers that. But it was way back. So we smashed that record and basically more than doubled that.
Yeah, I don't think we got any 130-year-olds hanging around. But you know, and plus you got to be old enough to have remembered at the time. But yeah, that's right. We had massive snowfall yesterday. I mean, I predicted 2 inches. I said 2 to 3 inches maybe at most. And we got more than double that, 6, 7. Some people got 8 or 9, which is the way snow works. Sometimes you get more, sometimes you get less. Somebody asked the question, what happens when all this snow melts? Where's all that water going to go? Funny thing about snow is it's not much water. I was just reading online, and there's a difference of opinion about this. And, of course, it depends on the type of snow, not to be pedantic about it. But this is very, very fluffy, dry snow. So I would go with about a foot to an inch. An inch of rain is about the same as a foot of snow, this kind of snow. So we got about a half inch of rain. Well, that doesn't seem like much. Right. It's really not much altogether. Of course, it's super inconvenient right now, as you heard David talking about. All the roads are closed, or if not closed, they're difficult to drive on. The interstates are closed. The bridges are closed. The 3-mile bridge is closed. The last I saw, the Theo Bars Bridge to Perdido was closed. So you're on the island, you know, unless you got a boat. In which case, what are you going to do when you get to the other side? You going to walk? So, you know, you can't get there from here. I think Highway 90 is open from Milton to Pensacola. And my advice would be this. If you don't know how to drive in it, stay home. And if you don't have to be somewhere, stay home. But if you both have to be somewhere and you have to, and you do know how to drive in it, just go real slow. I drove into work today. I mean, I live 5 minutes from work, and I have to come on Burgess on the west side of the interstate and of I-110. And what I discovered was exactly what I expected. It's not fun. You have to go slow. You go 15 or 20 miles an hour. Hills are worse, but it's passable as long as you have enough clearance to get around what's pretty high road crusties. You know, one of the challenges you have is that the roads haven't been plowed. I mean, I know they were out plowing some in Pensacola, and some roads are better than others. Like once I got onto Creighton, it was better. There wasn't a lot there, but still the parts that have been cleared are fine. But then what if you got across the middle part that hasn't been cleared, and now you're going from an inch of crusty, snowy, icy stuff that's not that hard to drive on. Just go slow and, you know, don't do dumb things. But then you got to turn across the 6-inch high, you know, area where it's crusty and hard and snowy, and your car maybe gets stuck on that. Like some cars, because I drive a Civic at low clearance, some cars could easily get stuck just because they're not a snowplow and they don't have high enough clearance to get around the stuff. So that's why you just want to stay off. If you don't have to be on the roads, stay off them. That's why they came out with the early alerts yesterday, closing the bridges, closing I-110, or closing I-10 for a long time, closing the bridges across, like airport across 110 has been closed, or at least was closed yesterday. You know, portions of like 9th Avenue and 12th that are hilly, you know, right by Carpenter Creek, that kind of area. Or like Langley to airport on Davis was also closed, which again, Carpenter Creek. But, you know, big hills, you don't want to be on the big hills for obvious reasons. But part of my own history is I grew up in the Midwest. I've lived in, you know, Detroit, Chicago. I never had to drive in Detroit. I was young when we left there. But, you know, I've been around this weather a lot in my life. And, you know, you learn how to drive in it because you have to. They can't shut down Chicago because there's only 5 inches, 6 inches of snow. Like, that's not a big deal. Kids are still going to school. That's not even a blizzard. It's not. You know, 12 inches is a blizzard. 15 inches is a blizzard. 6 inches is just fun day. But in Florida, obviously, it's different because we don't have the infrastructure for it. In fact, it was kind of interesting. You had the governor talking about this. I was surprised. I didn't see him do a night press conference, emergency press conference. But he did do one a little bit earlier in the day, in kind of the morning leading up to it. And he and Kevin Guthrie, who's the emergency manager for the state of Florida, were talking about how they've learned and adapted since 2014, which was a big event, obviously, here in Northwest Florida.
We learned a lot from the last set of snow events. We've learned a lot all the way going back to, I think it was 1989, when there was something that hit Jacksonville. We have been building capability and capacity over the last 2-3 decades. More recently, Jared Perdue was saying either 2014 or 2018, when we had to shut down the bridges over the Apalachicola and Chattahoochee Rivers. We have taken steps this time to prevent that from happening. Not saying that we're not going to have temporary closures, but we are doing everything we can, and we have built that capability and capacity so that we have more snowplows. We did not have that back then. We did not have the pre-treat solution that we have on the roadways now. So we have learned a lot from that last situation, and we're ready to respond to that.
Yeah, and I know the city, I got to give credit to whoever came up with this idea. I don't know if it was D.C. himself or one of his staffers, but we borrowed snowplows for the city of Pensacola from Atlanta. That's a good plan. You know, it's like, you know, the best boat to have is your friend's boat. The best snowplow to have in Florida is, you know, somebody else's snowplow. So they imported snowplows yesterday, which was a smart move. Honestly, that was a good idea. And they were out plowing the roads and spreading stuff. And I know it was in some place they were hand spreading it. You know, it's kind of like you're out putting grass on your lawn in the spring or something and you're hand spreading it. That's what they were doing with the rock salt and I not really the de-icer because that's a liquid, but, you know, doing everything they could to prepare ahead of time, even putting, you know, sand out on the bridges and things like that. And you ask, well, why don't we have snowplow? You know, it's funny. We actually bought a snowplow in Escambia County after the 2014 ice storm, which to me is the funniest thing ever because what does one do for you? And how often do you use it? It's actually not a snowplow. It's a snowplow attachment. Like, they can put it on the truck, whatever, is the way I understand. I don't think I've ever seen it personally. I've maybe seen pictures. Anyway, but Kevin Guthrie made a good point. He's like, well, we're not going to buy 100 snowplows. That would be a total waste of money.
I think we're ever going to get to a situation in Florida where we have hundreds of snowplows and all kind of de-icing equipment and things like that. No, I just don't necessarily think that that's a good investment in our infrastructure because we only deal with this once every so often. And when we do, just like it's going to be this situation, we're talking about 20 to 24 hours.
Yeah, I mean, it's bad for a day or two, or in our case, maybe 3 days. A lot of things are closed today. Obviously, almost everything is closed today. Some things, people have to go to work. They're texting me right now. What do I do, Andrew? Well, you know, we'll kind of talk you through a little bit. But yeah, it would be silly of us to invest in the infrastructure to defend against such a random, rare thing. We've never got, in the history of Florida that we know of, there's never been this much snow. Period. So you're going to defend against a once in a more than a lifetime incident? It doesn't make much sense. Somebody texts in, I'm tired of people telling me 5 inches of snow isn't that much. Oh, okay. No, fair. In Florida, it's massive. I mean, this is genuinely unprecedented. 1895 is the last time we had a major storm like this, and it was, what, 3 inches of snow? So 6 or 7 that we got yesterday is huge. Like, in your lifetime, you're never going to see this again. So, or you could see it next week. I mean, weather's weird like that. But, no, we're never going to see this again. It's weird. And we're not built for it. We're not equipped for it. And so we're doing our best to adapt to it. Please don't misunderstand me. I'm not telling you it's not bad. And I'm not telling you it's not a lot. It is. It's an absolute. And this is a, you know, this is the news. I mean, there's other stuff going on, but this is the story. But if you do have to drive and you have to get somewhere, I actually drove in this morning. I live off of Burgess. And I drove in and I went 20 miles an hour and it was not that big of a deal. But I know how to drive in this because I've driven in it my whole life before we lived here. And so it doesn't scare me the way it would scare some people. And, you know, maybe you got a rear-wheel drive car. That's not as good because the weight of the engine doesn't help keep the tires down. And you want to pull the car, not push the car, because pushing the car plus the torque of the wheels pushes it sideways. That's why you spin out. That's why you lose cars. Okay, so, and stuff you never have to think about if you live in Florida. But it's just true. So, you know, like John Pickens, who's normally running my board for me and, you know, doing all that stuff. And he's in Milton sleeping. I mean, he's not texting me. So he texted me this morning. He's like, can't do it because he drives a Camaro. And, you know, maybe he could force himself to get out and cross Highway 90 because I-10 is closed. But it's not worth the risk. And it'd probably take him, like, more than an hour to get here, and the show would be over. So it's just, you know, that's the way the world is going right now. Now, people have been asking things like, how do I clean off my car? Good question. If you got to go somewhere, how do I clean off my car? One piece of advice, it might be too late for this. I put it up on social media last night. I was trying to avoid this problem. I was trying to tell people last night, go out and clean off your car when the snow stops, even if it's 10 or 11 at night. It's worth doing because when it's flaky and light, it's easy to clean off. Just grab a broom. Super easy. Even your hand. It doesn't matter. You'll be glad you do that. And if you're waking up this morning, you're like, Andrew, it's all crusty and hardened. Yeah, sorry. A plastic scraper of some kind. Obviously, you probably don't have an ice scraper, but anything that's plastic will help. You don't want to use something metal because it'll scrape your car all up and, you know, you can mess up your windshield. Don't pour hot water on it. Some people think, I'll pour hot water. Great way to ice your car because you'll pour the hot water and look awesome. And then where does the water go? It doesn't go anywhere. It freezes and you're, oh no. But yeah, you can do that. The best way to do it, honestly, is let the car run for a while. Now, if you're in a garage, it seems this is a good anti-paradox because it's good both ways. If you're in the garage, you should be fine. If you're outside, you can run the car safely and do run the car. Run the car with the defroster on, which you may have to find because you're not sure where it's at. But run the defroster, put the heat on, and the heat will heat up the car, which will heat up the windows and will heat up the roof, and you'll be able to eventually scrape it off. And then don't run your windshield wipers because that's going to cause you nothing but problems. Plus, your windshield wiper fluid is probably frozen. But do run your car for a while, and that'll give you the space and the heat enough to clean it off so that you can drive it if you have to, which if you don't have to, don't do it. Simple? Okay. 623 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Early voting to replace ex-Congressman Matt Gaetz is happening now. This is your chance to vote in a new voice who has been with you every step of the way. I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, a Pensacola native and the only candidate on the ballot who voters petitioned to be there. In this Republican primary, you have a critical choice to make. Either the local who will fight for you or more of the same insider corruption. It's a choice between Northwest Florida values or the lobbyist-funded establishment. Instead of taking super PAC and special interest money to litter your mailbox with mailers, I'm asking you personally for your vote. Let's come together to bring in a new era of strong, conservative leadership as we fight to revitalize our infrastructure, protect our veterans, and battle those predatory insurance companies. AOC and the Democrats have a monopoly on the young vote, but we finally have the answer. This movement is how we strengthen our majority in the House and ensure our conservative values guide the future. Vote today for Michael Dylan Thompson, and let's make history together.
Paid for and approved by Michael Dylan Thompson, Republican for Congress.
Ladies, do you want to feel more connected to our community? Consider joining Impact 100 Pensacola Bay Area, a woman's philanthropic group that has awarded 165 grants totaling more than $17 million in our community. Connect with other women and increase your area impact. Membership deadline is March 1st. For details, check us out on Facebook or visit Impact100Pensacola.org.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Start your year in a new Subaru from Anderson Subaru. 2024 Crosstrek model starting at $25,262. 2024 Forester Wilderness model starting at $36,222. And 2025 Outback model start at $28,868. Love is out there. Find it at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Could it be that some of you are not acquainted with the story of Rudolph? Well, pull up an ice block and lend an ear.
I want to wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. So why don't you smile?
Get it there. Slide. Yeah. Slip sliding away. It's rough out there. It's not great. And my one fear is that it's actually going to be worse later today and tomorrow as we start to get warmer temperatures. You think, oh, that's great. It melts off the snow. Well, melts and melts off are not the same. Melts down, refreezes, and becomes a giant ice sheet. Ah, no, no. We were almost there. Well, we'll see how bad it gets. Let's see. John is out today. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David? Oh, sorry, David. There you go.
Hey, there we go. That works. Millions of people across the South waking up today with snow and freezing temperatures. We're in that group. About 30 million people, though, under snowstorm warnings still this morning. Netflix prices are set to rise. The streaming giant announcing their standard plan with no ads is going up by $2.50. It'll be at $17.99 a month. Their ad-supported version going up $1 a month to $7.99. Apparently, Andrew, drinking sparkling water with a balanced diet and regular exercise could have an impact on weight. This is according to a new study coming out of Japan, although I wonder how much this has to do with the sparkling water and more on the balanced diet.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't tell me what that does. Tell me what sparkling water with no exercise and eating like I eat does. That's what I need to know.
Carbon dioxide in sparkling water, they say, can apparently cause a process that boosts how much glucose the body uses, meaning less sugar is left behind as fat.
Okay, but the environmentalists are going to say you're killing the planet with your bubbles.
Well, that's true.
And you have to actually drink sparkling water, which is, you know, just one step below waterboarding. Have you ever had, do you like sparkling water?
No, I hate it.
No, it's the terrible. Most disgusting thing. Yeah. I don't understand people who like it, but then again, they don't understand coffee. I guess some people are IPAs or whatever, so, you know, that's fine. David, thanks so much for the, I definitely only want to know what it does without exercise and good eating. That's the only key to that study.
So, Andrew, quick question. Did you have your, did you still have your ice scrapers?
Oh, yeah, ice scrapers. We got winter gloves. I've got some rock salt in the car.
Okay.
You know, I got good supplies.
You had the full set. You're good.
I have the only shovel driveway in my street.
Yeah,
but it's a crappy little plastic shovel. We got rid of the metal shovels a long time ago.
Yeah, I didn't have a snow shovel, so my sidewalks are not cleared. But I've had this ice scraper since I moved here 5 years
finally
ago.
Finally get to use it.
And it had been sitting in the garage. I've looked at it 100 times and thought, I should get rid of that. I'm never going to use it again.
There you go.
I was glad it was there today.
I will tell you, the worst experience, though, is you have, and I have actually had this happen to me, you have an ice scraper with a brush. And the scraper, a good one. But it's in your car that you parked outside, and your lot's frozen, and you don't have de-icer.
Yeah.
And you can't get it doing now? Yeah, it's just teasing me. It's just taunting me. It's sitting there waving its bristles at me, saying, ha, ha, ha. So, yeah, that's not all that helpful. All the roads are closed. Dangerous, difficult to drive on. If you have to be somewhere and you know how to drive, go slow, go slow, go slow. But the interstates and the bridges are all closed, so I hope you don't have to go across one because you can't. You literally can't go across them. By the way, this traffic is brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit WatsonFirm.com. Coming up next, we're actually going to have a candidate interview for Congressional District 1. So stick around for that. We're going to talk to Jeff Peacock.
Fox News, I'm Jamie.
Meteorologist Angelosi. Federal agencies have until 5 p.m. today to close all DEI offices and place workers on leave. President Donald Trump signing an executive order yesterday ending what he calls DEI discrimination in the federal workforce.
The White House says, quote, this order enforces longstanding federal statutes and faithfully advances the Constitution's promise of colorblind equality before the law.
That's Fox's Brooke Singman. President Trump announcing a $500 billion investment with OpenAI, Oracle, and SoftBank to develop AI infrastructure in the U.S.
AI has to be in the hands of the United States. AI is for the good and not for the bad. We need to beat the Chinese when it comes to owning that space.
Florida Congresswoman Maria Salazar in Fox Business. And there are more than 1,200 flight cancellations in the U.S. today after the South got record snowfall. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we do have, looks like clear skies. It is 25 degrees this morning, still sticking below that freezing mark for us here, and a historic once-in-a-lifetime snowstorm yesterday here in Northwest Florida. We are getting the numbers in from our friends at Channel 3. They say the official snowfall numbers were 7.6 inches for Pensacola, 8.8 inches for Milton, 8.25 inches in Gulf Breeze, 8 inches in Pace, 6 inches in Cantonment, Orange Beach reporting 6.5 inches. And it appears that towards the east, the snow tapered off a little bit. They reported 2.75 inches in Destin. Now, this will shatter our previous snowfall record that goes back to 1895. That was 3 inches. So more than double. A winter storm warning does remain in effect through 9 a.m. Now, if you have to be out and about this morning, crews have been out with plows. They have cleared most of the snow off of at least the major roads, but that left behind a big sheet of ice. So be careful if you are out and about this morning. Go very slow. You should be all right. There were some power outages reported last night as that storm made its way through the area. At one point, more than 1,000 power outages were reported. Checking this morning, though, seeing just over 100, and those outages are scattered around the area. Apparently from maybe random transformers that have blown or something like that. FPL did say yesterday that they had extra crews and trucks on hand to keep the power on as demand for heat will continue rising with these low temperatures across the area. Pensacola police advising people to stay home today if they can.
If you have to, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, you give yourself some time, you know, the distance between the vehicle in front of you, you know, just, know your brakes, know your vehicle, and, you know, and just be very cautious out there if you have to be out in this weather.
That's PPD's Public Information Officer Greg Gordon, and PPD does say they have extra officers out, and they'll be parked in visible areas rather than out driving around doing regular patrols. A man has died after apparently shooting himself. This is after shooting and injuring a woman in Escambia County.
We had a dude that ended up shooting his
Kingfisher Court. Is that where this was? Right. Okay.
She's going to survive, fortunately. And then he took his own life.
And that is Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons. He says deputies were called to that scene where they found a woman with non-life-threatening injuries and a man in a different room with critical injuries. Both were taken to the hospital. The man died. The woman is expected to recover. Well, it is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3.
Very cold weather continues all day. In fact, most of the day we will be below the freezing mark. Later this afternoon, we've got highs in the mid-30s, but we're only above freezing for 3 hours or so. So a chilly day here, but the sun will be out all day long. We're very cold again overnight with lows in the low 20s. This super thick blanket of snow is not going anywhere anytime soon. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. And right now it is, we do have 25 degrees in Pensacola. I'm sorry, we have 20 degrees in Pensacola. It is 20 in Milton, and we have 19 in Gulf Breeze. And again, it is 6:35. Taking a quick look at our traffic reports today. Of course, everything's closed. All the roads are closed. Stay home if you can. If you can't stay home, there are definitely some closures to be aware of. All of the bridges across the area are closed. I-10 is closed. 110 is closed. FHP does have troopers stationed at the on-ramps, so you don't try to get on the interstate. Interstates are closed. Bridges are closed. If you have to be out and driving around every road, some of the roads are cleared, but they are very icy. So go slow if you can, and just be careful. Don't overreact if your car slides, let off the gas, that type of thing. But be very careful, very slow. A lot of ice out there this morning. It is 20 degrees in Pensacola. Our next news at 7, a breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Since 1988, Volkswagen drivers have come to Feedmore Imports on New Warrington Road for the distinctive style, innovative design, and value of VW offers. This year, the tradition continues with the all-electric ID. Buzz. This highly anticipated new VW has arrived and is waiting for you to experience today. The ID. Buzz joins the VW lineup, including the family-sized Atlas and the Atlas Cross Sport SUV. Both models are available with 1.9% financing for 60 months, or choose a $4,500 discount on the Atlas and $4,000 off the Atlas Cross Sport. And the 2024 Tiguan has 0% financing for 60 months, or $3,000 in rebates. They all share VW's distinctive and innovative design, and they're all at Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices.
Discounts are a standalone offer, not to be combined with special APR rate for Volkswagen Financial Services with qualifying credit. Offers expire March 3rd, 2025.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu to learn more.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey folks, this is Jimmy Petronas, Florida's Chief Financial Officer. Now, I just received an amazing phone call a few weeks ago that I want to tell you about. President Trump called me and said, "Jimmy, I want you to run for Congress." Wow. Yes, the guy who just won a landslide victory defeating the crazy Democrats in Washington, the guy who just got shot, stood back up and said, "Fight, fight, fight." That guy. President Donald J. Trump told me to run for Congress. Well, my mama didn't raise a dummy, so my response to the president was a very simple, "Yes, sir." I will run, and we will enact President Trump's agenda. We will secure the border. We will get rid of the woke foolishness in Washington. It's an honor of a lifetime to have President Trump's endorsement. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Petronas, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support on January 28th, paid for by Friends of Jimmy Petronas, Inc.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Good morning, 641-41 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. We have a candidate to interview here, Jeff Peacock, a local kid. I say kid because everybody's a kid to me. No, but we'll get to him in just 1 second. Before that, I did want to answer one piece of question we got on the text line at 437-1620. A lot of people are waking up this morning trying to figure out if they got to go to work, how to get to work, how to get their car de-iced, and what about the, you know, snow on the sidewalk or on their driveway or whatever. And somebody said, do you have any advice for shoveling? My one piece of advice for shoveling is take it easy. Take it easy. You don't know this because it doesn't ever happen here, but I will tell you, in the north, people die all the time from heart attacks shoveling snow. It's way more exerting than you think it is. So just go slow, take your time, take rests. Trust me, like, that's a real thing. That's not a myth. That is a real thing. Jeff Peacock, he is a from Century originally, but he now lives in Pace. He teaches at Navarre High School, and he is a candidate for the seat vacated by Matt Gaetz when President Trump nominated him to be Attorney General. And he is running one of the field of 10 in the Republican side in the primary that is in 6 days. Jeff Peacock, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Well, good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So, tell me why you want to be a congressman. It's a, you know, you've never been in politics, but, you know, there's a lot of people who have never been in politics and they jump to different levels. Why do you want to be a congressman?
Yeah, you know, I think that we need more regular folks in Congress. You know, I don't think that money and power should be a prerequisite for running for office. And, you know, as you mentioned, I grew up in Century, small town up at the north end of Scandia County, and I'm a teacher here in Santa Rosa County now. I just think we need more regular folks in Congress who don't necessarily have all the money in the world or all the political contacts, but actually know what it's like to have to get up every morning, go to work, come home, pay some bills, and get up the next day and do the same thing. And that's why I'm running for Congress, because I want to represent folks like that.
So I always like to ask the challenge question, if there is one. I usually kind of wait to the end, but this is so relevant at the beginning, I'll ask it now. The criticism would go something like this. Shouldn't you at least get a little bit of legislative experience? You know, be a county commissioner, be a city council member, run for the state house, something like that. It just, because Congress is a lot of, like, the bureaucracy of it, the protocol of it, the doing of it is not so easy. I totally understand the fresh perspective, regular person, kind of Mr. Smith goes to Washington, or in your case, Mr. Peacock goes to Washington, and I admire that. But somebody might say, well, why not get at least a little bit of that experience first?
Yeah, no, that's a valid argument, and I certainly understand that perspective. But I would counter that argument by saying, look, I think someone like me who works for a living every day, I think we've got a lot of practical experience that, frankly, could be used in D.C. So, yeah, you know, would it be good to understand how a piece of legislation is handled in committee, and how it's marked up and all that kind of stuff? Yeah. But that's the stuff you can learn. You know, you can learn that when you get up there. But things like character and integrity and actually hard work and understanding how regular folks live, that's not something you can learn. That's something you have to live. And that's the perspective I think I can bring.
In a field of 10, it's hard to stand out, as you know. What makes you stand out? Why should I cast my, it's not going to take a lot of votes to win this thing, but why should I cast my scarce vote for Jeff Peacock?
Yeah, well, I think the most important thing, in the context of this race is the fact that I actually am one of you. You know, I, as you mentioned earlier, I was born here. I'm a native of the First District, grew up in Century. I live here. I live here in Pace, and I work here in Navarre. And I think, it should be a basic requirement that if you're going to represent a district, you be a part of that community. And as we all know, not all the candidates are from here. I mean, we have, I would say, the candidate that has a lot of the money and a lot of the endorsements, they don't even live in this district, which is crazy to me that someone would run to try to represent a district that they don't even live in. The other thing that sets me apart is, going back to what we were talking about earlier, I'm just a regular guy. I'm not a career politician that's been in government forever. You know, I've been, out. Working a regular job. And that job has been as a teacher, so I offer a very unique perspective on education. If you think of all the different professions that could really impact future generations of Americans, I can't think of many that impact that more than being a teacher. So I offer a very unique perspective on, sending our future generations of America to lead us.
We're talking to Jeff Peacock. He's a candidate for the Congressional District 1 seat vacated by Matt Gaetz. Of course, that primary comes up in 6 days. Jeff, hang on for me for just a second. I need to give people a bit of traffic information on the fives, and the answer is don't drive. All the interstates are closed still. I-10 is closed. I-110 is closed. The bridge, I just was looking at the maps. There's nobody on the roads. They're just not, you just can't do it. Now, on side streets and regular streets, a lot of those have been slightly plowed or more plowed, and I drove into work today. My best advice is if you have to go somewhere like to work, just allow a lot of extra time, double or triple the normal amount of time. And if you've never driven in this stuff, if there's any way you can stay home, do it. But if you've done it before and you have to be there, just allow extra time. You'll get there eventually and everything will be okay, most likely. But both counties have said consider all roads impassable and treat them that way unless you absolutely have to get somewhere. And that's really good advice. So that's your traffic on the fives. 647 here on News Radio 92.3. Back to Jeff Peacock, candidate for District 1. All right, Jeff, so I give you your magic legislative wand, and you get to create three things in Congress. I mean, many times congressmen get no bills passed at all. It's a very difficult process to work through, and there's a razor-thin majority for the Republicans in the House right now. But what are your priorities? What are your top three things?
Yeah, so my top three things would be, number one, education. I am one of those folks who believes that we should eliminate the Department of Education because, frankly, I think it's very difficult for anyone to define what the Department of Education does. So it has a $238 billion budget and really doesn't do anything, so I would eliminate the Department of Education and bring our educational system and educational control back to our local communities, our local parents, our local teachers. Get rid of the federal bureaucracy. The second thing is I would make sure that we take care of our veterans and also our active duty service members. I think it is a travesty that we have active duty military that are living off of food stamps. And I would make sure that we live up to the commitments that we made to both our veterans and our active duty service members. And finally, I'm kind of an old-fashioned fiscal conservative Republican who believes that we should have a balanced budget. I think having over $30 trillion in debt that we're passing on to our future generations is absolutely inconceivable. And I'm a big supporter of the balanced budget amendment. I would love to see us have a balanced budget amendment where we get our debt under control and become fiscally responsible once again.
Yeah, interesting priorities. The education one is interesting. Of course, you're a teacher, which gives you, direct experience, at least, of working in that field. From a military perspective, somebody might say, and again, this is the kind of questions people are asking when they're thinking about you as a candidate. Okay, you want to help with the military, but there are three or four, I'd have to count real quick in my head, veterans running against you in this race. Why would I, if I care about military things, why would I elect Jeff as opposed to Jeff, the teacher, as opposed to one of the other candidates who's a veteran?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I come from a military family. So my dad was a World War II veteran. He was actually at Pearl Harbor on December 7th, 1941. So I have a special appreciation for veterans and also the perspective of their families as well. Now, I will say that there are some fine veterans in this race, and I certainly respect their service. I would have been one of those veterans if when I went for my physical my junior year in high school, I had passed the physical, but unfortunately that ended my military plan. So unfortunately I can't have that bragging point. But
so you were going to enlist and you got medical deferred or disqualified?
Exactly.
Okay.
I still remember the day I went for my physical over at Corey Field over in Pensacola. And that was the end of my military career, unfortunately.
Very, very short. The other one is you mentioned, wanting to have a balanced budget. And, in this field, of course, in this particular era in the Republican Party, President Trump is the big influence. Obviously, he has endorsed, somebody else. But the question is, how much do you align with him philosophically or politically? And when you say balanced budget, I mean, Trump is clearly not a balanced budget guy. He almost doesn't care about the debt. He's written it out of the Republican platform entirely. How do you work in an environment where the leader of the party doesn't have your own view on fiscal responsibility?
Yeah, well, and you know, when it comes to President Trump's agenda, I certainly align very closely on most things. But unlike some of the other candidates in this race who will say categorically, I will agree with President Trump on everything, you know, at the end of the day, my allegiance is for the First District of Florida, not for any individual. And so I'm going to, when I get up there, I'm going to do what's best for the First District of Florida. So I'll certainly work with anyone that is on the same page with me. And then if someone's not on the same page with me about something, I certainly will work to, you know, I think I'm a pretty good salesman, and I'll work to convince them that they should see my perspective on that. You know, when we talk about the debt, I agree. I mean, I think that's a problem that's been created by both parties. Both Republican and Democrat administrations are responsible for it. And, you know, I think they both deserve some of the blame for it. And like I say, when I get up there, I want to be able to convince them how important that issue is, because at the end of the day, we cannot continue to live on, you know, a unlimited credit limit credit card that we're passing on the obligations to future generations. It's just not right, and we can't continue to do it.
All right, last question for you. Talking to Jeff Peacock. He is a teacher at Navarre High School. He lives in Pace. He's from Century. He's running for Congressional District 1, the seat that is open right now in the primary that is 6 days from now. This is going to be the hardest question for you to answer. Okay, you ready, Jeff? This is the hardest one.
Uh-oh.
Okay, no, it's serious. You teach algebra. Why intermediate algebra? You know, algebra 2, I'm guessing. And so my question is, how can any of us ever vote for somebody that inflicts that upon people?
Well, that is a difficult question. So I guess my and it's actually the first time I've been asked that, so I really don't have a ready answer for it. But what I can say is, look, you know, our world operates on math. Math is as much an art as a science, and it's a beautiful thing. And you know, I just encourage people to go out and just think about all the different ways that math is used in your everyday life, and you'll realize the importance.
An unapologetic math apologist. I appreciate that. And look, I mean, I don't, you know, how many people in Congress are good at math? I know you'll be good at math if you're in Congress, and that's a skill that not everybody has. Jeff Peacock, he's a candidate for District 1 in the congressional race coming up on Tuesday as the actual primary. Jeff, I appreciate anybody who runs for office, even though I will also say I hate that there are 10 people in this race, because that's a crazy time. But I appreciate anybody stepping up and being willing to offer themselves for public service. And I wish you the best of luck, both as a teacher and as a candidate. And we'll see what happens next week. Thank you for the time this morning, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. 653 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
The cost of health care is in the
news. Good thing going. Having two good things going is twice as nice.
At 9 on the Pensacola Expert Cancer Care. Sir Health will be the guest, and we'll be discussing the ProHealth Medical Service as a second location at 8960.
One mistake and not even your mistake to expose you to identity theft and lost funds. If your identity stolen, LifeLock Restoration Specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your subscription money back, and resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your New Year's goals with LifeLock. Visit LifeLock.com and save up to 40% off your first year with promo code CLAY. Terms apply.
President Trump wants to cut $2 trillion from the federal budget, and I have the plan that gets him there. I'm Greg Merk, Republican for Congress. We have over 3 million federal employees. I will propose to cut them in half. This reduction will save $150 billion on salaries and an additional $150 billion in benefits. We need to cut off the cash payments to illegals, and they will self-deport. I will propose Medicare reform, regulation cuts, and repealing the Davis-Bacon Act. With a background in finance, I know how to fix Washington and get the $2 trillion in cuts. We live in the most military district in America. I served over 2 decades on active duty as a Navy pilot and Air Force B-1 pilot, with multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's critical we send a combat-tested leader to Washington who understands the needs of our service members and retirees, and no one in this race has more military experience than me. Fact is, we have the plan, but we need the will. Send me to Washington, and not only will the people want it, they will demand it. It's time to send the Alpha to Washington. It's time to put Merck to work. I'm Greg Merck, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Greg Merck for Congress.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, weather forecast said it's going to snow tonight.
What do you want me to do about it?
Slip sliding away, slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away.
Seems appropriate. Seems appropriate for today. I did go and look and find all of my snow, cold, ice, and remarkably not very many songs about slipping and sliding, but you know, there is Paul Simon and there is Goo Goo Dolls, and you know, you make the best of whatever else is left out there. Quick traffic, don't go on the roads if you can avoid them. They're not in great shape. Yes, I'm alone. John Peacock, my producer, is stuck in Milton with a sports car that is certainly not capable of making that drive safely, and I wouldn't wish it upon him. The roads are passable if you know what you're doing. Stay off them if you do not know what you're doing. If you do not have to go anywhere, don't go anywhere. Everything's closed anyway. What are you going to do? Now, I know people got to work at the jail, and people got to, you know, go to radio stations and the TV station, but I think, you know, we're about half staff today. Channel 3 is about half staff today, you know, so that's just the way it goes. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, two Americans that were being held in Afghanistan have now been freed as part of a prisoner swap in the final hours. This happened in the final hours of the Biden presidency. The Americans were released in exchange for a Taliban member who'd been serving a life sentence in the U.S., on a narcotics charge. The FDA has now approved a nasal spray that treats depression. The federal approval means the spray from Johnson & Johnson called Spravato, which has been used since 2019, along with an oral medication, can now be used by itself. And R&B singer Chris Brown is suing Warner Brothers over a docuseries that aired last October. The lawsuit claims that the Investigation Discovery show Chris Brown, A History of Violence, is defamatory and full of lies about the artist. Brown is suing for $500 million in damage.
Are you sick? Sound a little congested. You sound a little nasally.
I'm getting a little bit. Right. I don't think I'm sick. I think it's from being outside and clearing
the weather's
off the
messing
vehicle
with you a little bit.
And all of that.
All
yeah.
the unusual things. Okay.
I also went out and built a snowman.
Did
last
you
night.
In this so, snow? It's barely. You can barely do anything with this snow.
I know,
it's so
it was terrible.
Dry.
It was terrible. But I had a carrot in the fridge, and it was just calling my name. You know.
I have to get the carrot out. Yeah. By the way, can I say kudos to Spravato? What a great name. It sounds
yes,
fake.
It is.
It sounds like Brondo. You know, it's got electrolytes. That's
hey,
what it sounds like to me.
That's what plants crave.
That's exactly what plants crave.
That's what they'll be craving after all this melts.
If you're wondering what the roads are really like, I did drive in and I did video while I was driving. How could you? Watch the video. It's on our Facebook page if you want to see it for yourself. We'll be back in just a bit.
Dependable traffic on the fives. Weekdays on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.